My name is Billy Phillips and I am Project Officer Audience Engagement and Learning at the NGV. François Hubert Drouet's painting, Louise Marie de France, created in 1763, is an intriguing portrait here at the NGV. From history books to Sofia Coppola films, the princesses of Versailles have always excited the imagination and are often envisioned as pastel coloured chess pieces in marriage negotiations. The young Princess Louise is described in diaries from relatives as such, a haughty child with a taste for luxury and indulgence. Yet, after leaving the palace in her early teens to spend several years at a convent outside Paris, Louise returned more interested in religion than marriage. This resolve seems to have hardened in the 1760s, with the concurrent deaths of her brother, sister-in-law, and mother, whose wealth and position, it seemed, did little to protect them. In 1770, telling no one but her father, Louise left court to become a nun. Any influence she lacked as the youngest princess, who, gossip insisted, was indignant and impatient, she recouped in the church. Louise was often consulted by her father, royal officials, princes, and ambassadors for spiritual and political guidance, garnering influence usually denied young women. So great was her contribution that after her death, she was only one miracle shy of being formally blessed, making Louise, black robes, habit and confidence, one of the most influential princesses of Versailles.